السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Are Europe and America heading towards a separation? Translated. Al-Raya newspaper issue 599, the 13th of May 2026, by Ustadh Ahmad Al-Khatawani. It is clear that the gap between America and Europe has widened politically, economically, and strategically, to an extent not seen since World War II. The issue between them is not limited to America imposing high tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, which were perceived as sanctions against Europe as if it were a rival or enemy state. Nor is it limited to the high prices of American energy supplies, which Europe increasingly imports from America after the war in Ukraine, which cut off cheap Russian energy supplies. The confidence of European leaders in America has already been severely shaken, especially after Trump's demands to annex Greenland and Canada. It was shaken again when Trump disregarded them and did not include them in the U.S.-Russian negotiations on Ukraine. It became clear to them that the Trump administration was leaning towards Russia at the expense of Europe. These blatant American stances were reflected in European countries, which began seeking new partnerships outside the Atlantic Alliance. British Prime Minister Starmer and French President Macron both traveled to China to pursue their interests there, away from the American sphere of influence. This greatly disturbed Trump and his administration, as they were now coordinating with China, America's adversary, without any prior understanding. For the first time in its history, France withdrew its remaining gold reserves from American coffers. Spain prohibited American aircraft bound for Iran from flying over its airspace, and both Spain and Italy suspended military memoranda of understanding with, quote-unquote, Israel. Germany decided to realm itself independently, moving away from the American security umbrella, and reinstated conscription with the able-bodied men for the first time since World War II. Talk of creating a new European NATO without the U.S. began after Trump repeatedly attacked the alliance, deeming it a burden on America. He threatened to reduce America's contributions if European countries did not increase their defense budgets, prompting Europe to seriously consider its security outside the American umbrella. Trump's withdrawal from numerous international agreements, most notably the Paris Climate Agreement, which clearly disregarded European security and environmental interests, harmed Europeans significantly. This led European countries to view the United States under Trump as an unwelcome and imposed partner rather than a reliable and secure ally. With many indicators suggesting that the Trump administration viewed Europe as an obstacle to the quote-unquote Make America Great Again campaign, as envisioned by the MAGA movement supporting Trump, Europeans observed that Trump's policies favored bilateral dealings with Europe rather than engaging with the European Union as a unified bloc. They also noted that the administration supported populist and far-right nationalist parties in individual countries, bypassing the European Union as a whole. These American policies have rapidly pushed Europe toward decoupling from the U.S., focusing on its own development and strengthening its defense and industrial capabilities to counter the possibility of America abandoning its protection altogether. After the Iran war, Trump unleashed his fury on European leaders for not joining him in the war against Iran. He reprimanded them, belittled their country's capabilities, and did everything in his power to harm, embarrass, and even humiliate them. Recent reports indicate that the Trump administration is currently reconsidering its historical support for British sovereignty over the Falkland Islands, located off the coast of Argentina. This reconsideration stems from Starmer's lack of support for the U.S. war with Iran, and the administration is using the Falkland Islands as a political bargaining chip to pressure Britain into joining the conflict. The Argentine government of Javier Milei, closely aligned with the Trump administration, exploited this rift between the U.S. and Britain. On the 25th of April 2026, Argentina's foreign minister, Pablo Cuerno, posted on X, quote, "The Argentine Republic once again expresses its willingness to resume bilateral negotiations with the United Kingdom that will allow for finding a peaceful and definitive solution to the sovereignty dispute and bring an end to the special and particular colonial situation in which they are immersed," end quote. Britain rejected this invitation, stating that its sovereignty over the Falklands is non-negotiable and that the 2013 referendum confirmed the residents' choice to remain under British rule. Thus, the Falklands have become a new bargaining chip used by the US in its political disputes with Britain, which was once considered its closest ally. Trump's policies have created political chaos among allies and a wide rift that will be difficult to bridge. The disagreements between Europeans and America have transcended political and economic issues, extending to the realm of civilization and values. Trump has vehemently attacked European liberal values, focusing on evangelical Christian culture, white supremacy, and declaring a brutal war on immigration in a manner that Europeans cannot tolerate, given their dire need for immigration due to the aging populations plaguing most of their countries. America's war on Iran has widened the gap between it and Europe, leading Britain to pursue a policy of closer ties with the European Union, even as it distances itself from the United States. This is especially true given the series of American statements hinting at a break between the two former allies. The most recent of these statements came from the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, who declared that, quote, "What happens 5 or 10 or 15 years from now is part of a larger discussion that reflects the threat level, America's posture, our needs around the globe, and most significantly, the capability of European countries to step up. And that's why our message is so stark to our European allies. Now is the time to invest, because you can't make an assumption that America's presence will last forever," end quote. This has hastened Europe's consideration of its options beyond the American support it has relied on for the past 80 years. Should the U.S. suddenly decide to withdraw its defense shield, a possibility not entirely improbable, particularly given the protracted war of attribution with Russia in Ukraine. For the past 80 years, European armies have depended on unlimited American support, and replacing that support will be a lengthy process demanding significant resources and requiring substantial funding. In an article entitled, quote, "How Europe Can Defend Itself Without U.S. Help," end quote, published on the 19th of February, 2025, Theo Franken, Belgium's defense minister, told the Financial Times that the majority of Europe's key defense systems were from the U.S. Quote, "When we talk about F-35s, when we talk about a ground-to-air missile system, they're pretty much all American," end quote. Franken said, "When it came to heavy-lift helicopters, the U.S.-made Chinook was the best option," the minister said, adding that a similar aircraft deployed by the Pan-European Consortium, the NH-90, was quote-unquote horrible. Europe's main problem is the lack of unity in crucial decisions. For example, the issue of defending Ukraine against Russia is one where its member states differ significantly, widening their position considerably. Poland, a frontline state with one of the largest armies in Europe, objected to sending troops to Ukraine. A Polish official stated that Poland simply does not have the additional capacity to send troops to Ukraine, citing Poland's long border with the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad, and in Belarus, a Russian ally, which would need to be reinforced with Polish forces. The military burden of defending Ukraine appears to fall solely on Britain and France, as they have agreed on the idea, meanwhile evading responsibility. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz described on the 17th of February 2025 the idea of deploying European peacemakers as, quote, "completely premature and completely the wrong time to have this discussion now," end quote, even though the war in Ukraine continues and the need for troops is urgent. In contrast, on the 17th of February 2025, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer acknowledged that, quote, the issue of burden sharing is not new, but it is now pressing, and Europeans will have to step up, both in terms of spending and the capabilities that we provide on Ukraine, end quote. Europeans have begun to realize the need for increased defense spending and greater self-reliance. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Choof stated that Europe has undergone the message from the United States that it must do more on its own. This transatlantic rift will undoubtedly signal the approaching shift in the global order in favor of new powers, foremost among them the Islamic State, which, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will soon emerge.